Good morning and welcome to Welcome Home with Brandon Bartow of Bartow Builders on WOMT and Cub Radio. Today's program is made possible by these industry experts: Bank First, Bitter Newman, Brown Building Center, Carpets Plus of Manitowoc, Century 21 Aspire Real Estate Group, Lakeland Landscape, Madsen Tiling and Excavating, Maritime Plumbing and Mechanical, Park Regency of Manitowoc, Smoky Barbier Heating, Bricks in downtown Manitowoc, and by Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality. And now your host, Brandon Bartow. This is Welcome Home.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
Good morning, Lakeshore, and thank you for listening to Welcome Home. I am Brandon Bartow, your host, and also your guest today with Lee's help, of course. So we're going to be talking about a few topics on in regards to Bartow Builders. Before I get started, though, I do want to say good morning to Bill Jarts, because he was kind to visit us at Bricks a few weeks ago for sports talk. So good morning out there, Bill. Lee and I were wondering if you got your deer. So
that's right. Yeah, we were. Call in if you did. Yeah.
And then I also want to remind our listeners of the fact that you could call in and ask any question that is on your mind as it relates to building and remodeling. You could reach us on the WOMT Shoreline talk and text line at 920-682-4674. So first of all, before we dive into the topics, I want to start off by thanking, as we are in that season of giving thanks, I want to thank all of our customers, past and present, for their trust in Bartow Builders, and not only myself, but our entire team and the great team that we have. I want to thank our employees for all that they do on a daily basis and the great things that they provide at Bartow Builders with their skill sets. And last but not least, by any means, I want to thank our trade partners that help us on a daily basis on each of our jobs. Without them, we could not envelope the entire project and complete everything. So we've got a great group of trade partners that work with us at Bartow Builders, and we're very appreciative of them as well. So with all that said, Lee, let's get into our first topic that I wanted to talk about, looking at a lot as that pertains to a new home.
Yeah, so, that's kind of interesting. Something that a lot of people do not think about.
Exactly. So what will happen is, you know, people will sometimes say, well, I'm going to go buy a lot because I want to live in this town or village or city or municipality. And or maybe they're buying a rural lot. Does not matter. And you would almost think that if somebody says, well, I'm buying 5 acres of land in the country, it really shouldn't matter if a builder looks at it. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, it does matter if you're of the mindset that it doesn't, because there's lots of things to be thinking about. First and foremost, can you even build on it before you go and buy it? Just not assuming that you can. And if you don't have a realtor involved, which would be unfortunate, because they would be your first resource as far as to tell you if you could or could not build on that. You definitely want to make sure that somebody is out there and available to even let you know if you can build on it. So you want to start there. Next thing is that lot going to perk? So that means, are we able to get you a on-site waste management facility, also known as a septic system? So we're going to want to make sure that you are aware of what is going to happen with that. So God forbid you're forced into just a holding tank, which means that you have a tank that collects all of your waste and that gets pumped out by a contracted service, and as opposed to having a drainage field of some sort. So there could be challenges there. Maybe there's issues with water in the area and you need to be aware of that. More times than not, that is not, that does not stop people from building, but what it can do is it can create a budget killer later on, depending on how much you have to treat that water. Yeah. And we've run into that, as we're aware from the old city dump, in the, south and west of town here. We've had some issues there. So
I can imagine.
And they've been working on that.
We do have a call.
All right. Caller, go ahead with your question.
Wait, I got to get him in. There we go. Go ahead, please.
Okay, now I'm in.
There you go.
Okay. Just figuring, even kiln dried wood would contract or expand depending on heat and humidity. So I just wonder, when a remodeling is done, whether it's inside or outside, does new wood contract and expand differently than the old wood? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's a very good question, and yes, it does. I mean, you're obviously going to have moisture in newer wood, regardless if it's kiln dried or as opposed to something that was built in the early 1900s and has plaster and lath on it and has had many years to dry. So that stuff is going to move around, and we do have to be cognizant of moisture. There's a lot of products that we install in new construction, and as we're working with new construction, we have to make sure that a moisture content gets to a certain level before a product can be installed. More times than not, that's usually like a wood or an engineered hardwood floor that has the concerns, but you also have some concerns with your cabinet and cabinetry and millwork. So to the gentleman's point, yes, we do have to be cognizant of that in new construction.
Can I ask you a question?
You bet.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind to tell our audience the definition of the word perk, because a lot of people hear the word perk going around, and I think a lot of people probably don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know? And unfortunately, I can give you the Brandon construction grade construction grade definition, but someday we'll get Sue back in here and she can tell everybody.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So what they're doing is they're doing a soil test at that point, and they're checking to see if the soil absorption rate is at a certain level. Mm-hmm. So that is what they're referring to when they're talking about perking. Because if if the soils aren't able to do that, then there has to be adjustments made to the system and how the system works. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be some concerns at that point. So that's why every system is designed different, and every lot or area has to have a soil test done in order to determine what needs to be done.
Right.
So people ask me, you know, what is it going to cost for me to put a septic system here? I'll give them an allowance, but you know, that goes to the old adage of how much per square foot. Well, are you building in the country? Are you building in the city? Are you building 5 miles off the road or 50 feet off the road?
Putting in a swimming pool.
Exactly. Yeah. So lots of questions to ask there. So then, then we do want to, other considerations with the lot are, again, as I had kind of alluded to before, if you're talking about a rural property and you want to know what your budget's going to be to build a home, are you building 600 feet off the road? Are you building 60 feet off the road? So your driveway cost alone could vary by $30,000. Depending on how far you're coming off the road.
Right.
Do we have to remove trees, you know, in order to build the home? So, and then we have to pull all the stumps. Is that something that has to be done? Are we going to have to haul in different soils because the existing soils are problematic? We're looking at those things. How far from lot lines can we build? If we're in the city, that usually is where it matters the most. You know, rear and front setbacks are going to matter. What we can and can't do within those setbacks are going to be important. So we want to be able to look at all of that type of information, and then we're going to get into the building science. Mm-hmm. Is this lot going to drain? Can we place this home so that there is drainage away from the home and we don't have problems? Not only now, but in 5 to 10 years from now, we want to correct those or make sure that those issues have been taken care of before they become an issue.
A lot to look at.
Yes, there is. And you know,
you didn't even start building that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, and here's a new one. We, in 2019, we built a home. I think I've even brought this up on the show before. But in 2019, we built a home that, a beautiful home that we could not even get internet to. So in this day and age, it's just shocking. So that's another thing that we now put on the checkbox for somebody who's building. You know, we find out what services are in the area. Can you get phone, internet, cable, any of those types of things? If you're in a deeply wooded area, you might not even be able to get satellite. Mm-hmm. Because you can't get the satellite unless we take a bunch of trees down. So there's a lot of different things that go into purchasing a lot, and we want to be there to help people understand before they get too far with that purchase. And it's unfortunate, but in my 23 years of owning my own business, I've been through three or four where people mm-hmm. have had to decide to sell the lot because what they bought, it's not going to work. Yeah. So I would just hate for people to go down that path. Let's take a quick break, Lee. We'll come back and we'll jump into our next topic, which is working with the in emergency situations.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
I hear you are looking to update your home, but you don't want to do a major remodel. Bartow Builders can help. We can bring you the latest trends, assist in budgeting, and assist you in the design and selection process. Learn more about how we can help with all sorts of projects at bartowbuilders.com.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality. Smoky Barbeer Heating, whatever it takes.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps to make it a healthier home with our Bryant Whole Home Indoor Air Quality Solutions. Get cleaner air today.
Smoky Barbeer Heating, whatever it takes.
Apartment hunters, Park Regency Management has the apartment you need in the location you desire. Locally owned and managed, Forest Creek Apartments in the Harbortown District, Washington Park Apartments in the heart of downtown, and Regency House Apartments next to the Senior Center all offer carefree, maintenance-free living. Modest to spacious, classic to luxurious, from Harbortown to downtown. One number, one call to Park Regency Management, and you're in touch. 684-1531. That's 684-1531. Or visit parkregencymanagement.com. Live carefree. Call 684-1531 or visit parkregencymanagement.com. 684-1531.
Maritime Plumbing. For all your plumbing needs, turn to the people you can trust. Maritime Plumbing is a proud local business that is dedicated to customer service and quality work. Maritime Plumbing will provide same-day service on your water heater or sewer issues. And Maritime Plumbing always offers after-hours emergency service if you should need them. Further servicing your needs, give Maritime Plumbing a call to schedule a free estimate for trenchless lead water and sewer replacements and avoid tearing up your lawn. Give Maritime Plumbing a call at 682-8794. Maritime Plumbing, Manitowoc.
Matson Tiling and Excavating is celebrating their 50th year in business. They provide excavation and septic system work in Manitowoc and the surrounding counties and have an experienced, efficient, and reliable staff. Customer service and satisfaction are their top priorities. Contact them for a free estimate for your next excavating or septic system project at 920-758-2784. That's Madsen Tiling and Excavating, 920-758-2784. Trust the professionals. Madsen Tiling and Excavating.
When it comes to your lawn, trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape. They offer a variety of services like lawn installation and design, landscape renovation, retaining walls, brick paper sidewalks, and so much more. Or if you'd like to DIY, they can recommend, provide, and deliver everything you need to do the job yourself. They offer free consultation and estimates. So trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape in Manitowoc.
You're listening to Welcome Home, presented by Bartow Builders, here on 1240 Radio, WOMT.
And we are back to Welcome Home. I am Brandon Bartow, and today we are talking about a couple different topics. I do want to conclude with the fact that if you are thinking about purchasing a lot and you are looking for someone with experience and professionalism that can provide you some information before you purchase that lot, as far as on the build, obviously a realtor is going to be your first line. But as far as the building science and understanding how that's all going to be put together and what has to be done with a new build, we'd be happy to help you. And you could reach us at 920-682-7100, or you can find us on the web at bartowbuilders.com. Next thing I want to get into, Lee, is helping people with emergencies. So we have been, we've never really talked about this on the show over the years, but we've been the first call for quite a few people when it comes to issues when it's related to fire, storm, flooding, water and sewer backup, and burst pipes. You know, so we're coming into that season where if people are not cognizant or don't even know where they're going to have issues in their home, and all of a sudden find themselves in a situation, we have been that call for people. And the reason why is because we have an excellent team. Not only do we have a team interior that's going to answer the phone, be able to take your call and get the information disseminated out to those who can handle it, but also the team that gets out there and does the work. So we can get there relatively quick and be able to handle getting you back in to your space and secure the space. Mm-hmm. So in the past few months, we've dealt with things such as a drunk driver going through a home, and we've had to board that up and work through that. We've been through a burst pipe situation, and we've also dealt with a little bit of a fire situation. So with all of those things, I want our listening audience to know that Bartow Builders can be there for you when you are in these times, because there's nothing worse than being in this situation and wondering, how am I going to get through this? You know, and it just to know that somebody's going to be able to come and secure a portion of the home. You know, maybe you're able to stay in the home. Maybe you're able to use other parts of the home while that area gets addressed. But and we will do our best to allow for you to have that happen. And then we will work with the professionals. So 99% of the time, there's insurance companies involved. There's other trade partners that need to be called in, and we have the resources to make that happen. And we have great relationships with our trade partners, so they can get there in a relatively quick amount of time as well, and work together with our team to make sure we get you secured.
Yeah, you know, that's something a person never really thinks about a lot.
Right.
You know, about what can happen.
Right.
I guess you think about what can happen, but how do you rectify it once it does?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you feel like you're on an island when those things happen. I mean,
who do I call?
Yeah, we've seen people. Yeah,
kind of.
We've seen people in, you know, just some really down mental states when we've arrived, and they're just so thankful that we were able to get there and take care of their situation and at least get them to a point where they can function in their home for the time being. And you know, if there's anything else that I would like to say on this while we're on this topic, I know that October is a month that the fire department usually reminds people to change their batteries and smoke detectors and to make sure that those things are working properly in your home. But this is also a good time for me to remind our listening audience to have video or photos of all of your personal possessions. You know,
right,
your furniture, your jewelry, your you name it. You know, all of the things that are in your home, the personal contents. Try to get some photos of that. The great thing with today's technology is usually if you have a smartphone, it's living in the cloud. Yep, and you can video it.
Yeah.
But all of those things are usually living in the cloud, so you can access them from a desktop or something like that, as long as you have an ID and login information. So having that stuff on your phone, God forbid there's a problem, at least you are able to say, well, this is what I had, and these are the areas of where we were.
When you talk to your insurance company.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because you can prove that you had it then.
Right. Yeah. And there's nothing.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than going through that situation and, you know, because mentally you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you are just dealing with the trauma of the situation. You're not able to compartmentalize all the things that you had and maybe even some things that need to be dealt with immediately. And it's just nice to be able to have some place to go to say, oh yeah, that's right. You know, here are my possessions, or here are things that should be shut off in an emergency situation. Those are all things to be thinking about. We have a call. Right,
should we take one quick
sure.
before the break? Good morning. You're on the air with Brandon.
Yes, Brandon, I have a question with regard to your area of service. How far away from Manitowoc do you service with repair jobs?
Sure. Yeah, our typical repair area is within an hour So we'll work within an hour of here, but we will go further. Oftentimes that's going to involve a little bit of a per diem for our guys because of the fact that they're going to be traveling. But most of our work is within the hour.
Very good. Yeah, I'm calling from Sheboygan, and we had a horrific storm that moved through here on June 17th and caused some major damage. A lot of people with damage to roofs, and with the roofing contractors in the area, let alone the jobs they had already signed up for, then they were getting inundated with calls for roof repairs, and there's still some people here on the block that have the blue tarps on the roofs and would like to get them repaired. So I was just curious as to whether or not you came as far south as Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of work in Sheboygan County right now, so we'd be happy to come that way.
Great. Okay, thanks very much. I'll relay the information.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, we're going to take our last break in the show. We'll come back and continue to talk on Welcome Home.
Check out Bricks in historic downtown Manitowoc for happy hour every Tuesday through Thursday from 4 until 6. Stop in and enjoy half-price wine, tap beers, and rail mixers. Happy hour at Bricks is the perfect time to meet up with family and friends, go out with your coworkers at the end of the day, or take a client out for a more casual meeting. Stop in today, Bricks, at the corner of 8th and Washington, Manitowoc.
Century 21 Aspire Grill. Recognized, respected, recommended. A real estate team built on community relationships, built on trust. The professionals of Manitowoc County. Buying or selling, count on us online at C21Aspire.com. Century 21 Aspire Grill. Recognized, respected, recommended.
Hi, this is Paul Brown, letting you know that Brown Building Center is fully open for business weekdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Whether you want a fabulous new kitchen, weather-tight replacement windows, or a whole new house design. And as always, we offer free in-home measurements and free local delivery. Give us a call, stop in, or visit us online at brownbuilding.com today.
Build it, fix it, do it now.
In Manitowoc, Brown Building Center.
At Carpet Plus of Manitowoc, we have a reputation you can really stand on. We've been servicing your flooring needs for 30 years and providing you with selection, service, and know-how that you've come to depend on. We carry a wide selection of vinyl flooring, hardwood flooring, and carpeting from America's leading mills, which means exceptional value that you'll love. Stop by our showroom at 3315 Calumet Avenue in Manitowoc and see for yourself why Carpets Plus Manitowoc is the place to shop for carpet, vinyl flooring, and hardwood flooring. Free estimates on flooring and insulation.
Your kitchen is your canvas, and you want to paint it beautifully without breaking the bank. At Bitter Newman, you can get the GE Cafe appliances you've been eyeing without the high price. Upgrade your kitchen and save up to $1,500 after rebate when you purchase four GE Cafe appliances, including a Pro Range or Wall Oven Cooktop Combo, plus a built-in refrigerator available in two finishes, Classic Stainless and GE's exclusive Black Slate. Shop Bitter Newman today and refresh with GE Cafe. Bitter Newman, your home delivered.
At Bank First, we take great pride in supporting our community. We believe by working together, we can transform lives and build stronger communities for our future generations. Giving back has allowed Bank First to develop meaningful relationships with local families, businesses, and nonprofit organizations. We believe these relationships strengthen us and the communities we serve. This is just another reason why it's different at First. Bank First, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, let's get back to Welcome Home here on 1240 Radio WOMT.
And we are back on Welcome Home. I just want to conclude the topic that we were talking about before as far as customers finding themselves in an emergency situation. I want to remind you that you have quite a bit of control when it comes to that situation, and you get the opportunity to choose your own contractor and who you want to be involved in helping you get your home back to where you are. You do have to, you know, the contractor does have to be sensible and be able to work within what the insurance companies are going to find as market value for a repair. So there'll be some negotiations with the insurance company, but if you're working with a professional and reputable contractor, they'll be able to work those things out with the insurance company. Lee, we did get a text on the break, and that why don't you go ahead and read the text, and then I'll go from there.
It said, would you please ask Brandon if he's ever dealt with a bathroom fan that leaks condensation? The roof has been replaced, but the bathroom fan continues to leak water into the bathroom.
Okay, so here's what I'm all but willing to bet is going on. First of all, I'm going to say that this problem only persists in the winter. So that right there, oftentimes we have people that will even deal with ice damming situations in this same scenario. They'll call us and say, my roof is leaking. And I'll say to them, well, did your roof leak in July when we had 2 inches of rain? Mm-hmm. Nope. Okay, well, now we know that it's related to ice damming, and it's related because the time of the year that we're in. Just like with this bath fan, I'm guessing that the only time that they're having an issue is in the winter. And what happens, unfortunately, when people do roofing, they don't think of the whole home. They do what they were contracted to do, which was they probably put a new termination on that roof for that bath fan if it goes through the roof. And they did their job by doing the shingling and took care of that. But unfortunately, that termination is connected to a pipe. And that pipe has a distance between the ceiling of the bathroom and the roof deck. And if that pipe is not insulated and your attic temperature above your insulation is the same temperature as it is outside. So if it's 20 degrees outside, that pipe is 20 degrees. Now you turn the pipe on, or you turn the fan on, and you're throwing 70 degree damp, moist air from the shower through that pipe. No different than your storm door on your home. As soon as you open your main door on a cold day, it's going to condensate. So that's what's going on, and then that's coming back in. Once that pipe temperature is and the temperatures are equalized, then that's going to quit. So the best way to handle that is to get up in the attic and insulate that pipe all the way to the roof deck and make sure that there is no possible way of cold air reaching that metal pipe. And then you'll take care of that situation.
Interesting.
Yes.
That was an interesting. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, really. So if they take care of it that way, they're going to have some good luck. So we want to remind everybody to, as we enter that holiday season, usually your houses are full and you're using those fireplaces more. And we want to remind you to make sure that you have had your fireplace inspected and or your chimney cleaned and checked. So please make sure you're doing that. And then also making sure that you water your tree if you have a real tree. So we want you all to be safe and have a wonderful holiday season with your family and friends. That said, if you are in the market for a project, whether that be remodel or new construction, please reach out to Bartow Builders. We are here for you to help you and guide you. And if it's a project that's outside of our realm, we will direct you to the right place. You can reach us at 920-682-7100 or at bartobuilders.com. We thank you for listening, and we will chat with you next week. Have a great and safe week, everyone.
Today's episode of Welcome Home on WOMT and Cub Radio was made possible by the